You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Every day, you and I interact with the world of tech.
Today, we're going to be showing our friends the basics of technology. This is Tech in Real Life.
Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech and our guide to tech in real life. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Lizzie.
So, I think we should confess something here on the air.
Oh, my God.
You and I... we're work spouses.
Yeah.
Oh, that was damning.
Yeah.
No, we're work spouses.
Yeah.
We share, we talk.
Yeah.
We have, you know, a...
we fight.
We fight, yeah. We have a relationship, a
yeah.
platonic work spouse relationship. And
yeah.
like any relationship, the key to that is good communication. Like it's, me banging on the wall when you're too loud or things like that.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's our crosses to bear.
But since this is our special Valentine's Day edition of Tech in Real Life.
Yes.
I would like you to talk about how tech figures into relationships. Because
okay.
this is just a minefield.
I have the conch shell. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, you do. Go ahead.
So we could talk about the text fade, right? We
Ghosting.
Could talk about the many, many, many reasons not to send naked photos of yourself on any messaging platform to anyone.
Ever.
Right? Ever. But actually, let's talk about that for a second, actually.
Oh, God.
Alexandra Solomon, professor at Northwestern University, she teaches about relationships, and I think she's got actually a really good rule of thumb here that applies to a lot of how we think about tech and love.
It comes back... for me, again and again, to talking to people about discernment and being conscious about how and when and where you choose to integrate technology and love. And that when it happens mindlessly and just kind of carelessly, I think that's when couples get themselves into trouble.
So I think this is a really good guiding principle.
Yeah.
Don't
be mindless.
Yeah, don't be mindless. We have these devices that have become both the conduit for finding new relationships and the conduit for managing those relationships. And there are pitfalls that come with all of that because whether it's sending photos or some form of messaging.
Or I think, ignoring your partner for your smartphone.
Exactly. I think having conversations not in person does actually make it easier to make those conversations less personal and those interactions less personal. And that's a pitfall.
And yet, at the same time, there are the sort of the development of these apps that are all about relationships. This floored me.
Yeah.
Can you please run me through this?
So many apps. And, of course, there's Tinder and et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But
we're not talking dating apps. We're talking about relationship apps.
Yeah. So let me throw out some examples.
Okay.
Couple lets – this is an app that lets you and your partner share messages, videos, allows you to draw together, which is, you know, it's built a little bit for long-distance relationships,
okay.
we can say. Avocado does a lot of similar things in a way. Keep all your shared pictures, videos, and messages in one place. You can even hug your loved one by holding your phone to your chest. It does this like hugging thing.
Okay.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. So these are all sort of like, you're a couple, everything's lovely.
Yeah.
Let's turn to the darker side,
dun, dun,
please.
Dun.
What happens when you break up? Because, man, if you got like pictures and video.
It gets really bad, right?
Yeah.
It gets really bad, as we all know. And true story, there are, in all seriousness, apps that help you with breakups. So there's Cloak. This is an anti-social media app that lets users sort of protect their location data, helps you avoid friends, coworkers, and ex-partners.
Oh.
So interesting.
Okay.
We'll just put that out there.
Sure.
There's also RX Breakup. This is an app that is also apparently going to be turned into a social network to help you get over it. It helps you get over recent breakups or lingering obsessions.
How so?
It has this 30-day guide that delivers professionally developed self-help techniques in the tone of a trusted girlfriend.
So it's just like, don't
buddy.
Call him. Don't call him.
Yeah,
don't click on that picture.
Don't do it, man. Don't do it.
Sure.
And then, of course, you may have heard about this. Facebook has added features to its platform that help you navigate the ending of a relationship digitally.
How does that manifest?
You can do a few different things. You can actually start to exclude photos and things from the feed of your ex in your news feed so that you don't have to see those painful updates. There are also relationship counseling apps.
This fascinates me. Counseling, yeah. Isn't it about the face-to-face? How does this work in an app?
So this is actually a really tricky area, Lizzie, because when you have a therapist or something, a lot of this information that you're trading with your therapist is confidential, right?
Sure.
And doing that on a phone gets really tricky. But there are apps that dabble in this area. There's Couple Counseling and Chatting. It's a free app. It's built by a real therapist. It's supposed to help couples figure out why they are fighting when they are in a fight. Which is kind of interesting, right? By you know, sending them queries and things like that.
Presumably, if it's not because they're on their phone.
Yeah. This kind of thing is based on real data about how people in relationships communicate these days. There was a recent study from Pew that found a quarter of people in relationships actually use devices to communicate while they're both at home together.
Wow.
That is super strange to me, which again is something Alexandra Solomon is thinking about, this kind of interaction.
It seems like the findings are that we are not the same online as we are in person. There are parts of us that become amplified online and parts of us that get quieter online. So our screen persona and our face-to-face persona are not quite the same thing.
So I think that's key, Lizzie. We have to remember how tech and our relationships are intertwined even more and more these days, and that we have more tools. But like any technology, we should tread really carefully with how we use those tools with our loved ones.
Well, then I'll say it to you face to face. Happy Valentine's Day, Ben.
Happy Valentine's, Lizzie.